for a night of messianic praise and worship. The place is Johnstown Java and Jams, 3J's in Johnstown, Colorado. The time, 7 p.m., and the date, June the 23rd. We'll be celebrating with praise and worship music, fun and fellowship, and some inspirational stories. There is a $7 love offering taken at the door. Please call 1-800-205-6245 for more information. And shalom.
Network, and with us is one of our favorite guests, and I hope yours as well, Barry Savers, who is an investigative reporter from Israel, who's really been on top of so many of the major scandals in Israel, including the murder of Yitzhak Rabin and many of the other dramatic things that have happened there. Now, of course, he's living in Florida, really forced to leave Israel because of threats against his life. But anyway, he's going to bring us up to date with what's going on in Israel today. And without further ado, Barry, hi, how are you doing?
I'm fine, but this is a bad day.
Well, tell us what's going on.
Well, the monster has taken over the presidency of Israel. The new president of Israel is a serial murderer, a mafia hood. Well, it's Shimon Peres. I mean, what other name could describe a serial killer in a mafia hood? Look, I'm very upset. I got a lot of emails, and I got phone calls from Israel as well. What do we do to stop Peres? I said nothing. I said there's nothing to do, but nonetheless, I gave him articles that I've written about the man. I said, fine, send it to the Knesset, like someone's going to read it. Look, my friend Menachem phoned me, and he said, after Peres was elected, he said, that's it. He said, the government and the people are no longer the same. It's that simple. You have something similar happening in America, where the New World Order has taken over, and the American people are very, very disapproving of what's happening to the country. But in Israel, that country is as good as doomed. And you know what? Maybe it's not the end of the world that I'm not there, but I have family there, and there's nothing I can do. Look, Peres ran for president before he got rid of Katsav in his own inimitable fashion, setting him up for 6 charges of rape. And Katsav denies it, but apparently he really was a womanizer, and he really did put his hands in bad places, but he wasn't a rapist, and they got him out of power, and believe me, there were presidents of Israel who were way worse than Katsav. I'm going to mention Chaim Weizmann, who not only knew about the Holocaust way back in 1933, he was supporting the Nazis hand in hand. And there, this, of course, is a famous book written by Ben Heck, Perfidy, which covers it. It's not for me right now to talk about presidents who were worse than Katsav, but what you've got now is Chaim Weizmann back. You've got yourself the very, very worst that Israel could dig up from under all the piles of corruption. They could not have dug up a more filthy, filthy monster for a leader.
But Barry, the thing is, it isn't the position of president primarily ceremonial.
Well,
Does he have any real power?
He can certainly pardon whoever he wants.
Okay, but
and he's got enough people who need to be pardoned. And don't forget, Katsav was sent to Rome. It was less than 2 years ago. To negotiate Mount Zion, handing over parts of Mount Zion to the Vatican. The president is a very distinguished office in Israel. It may be ceremonial, but he does things. And again, the pardon business, Peres has got to pardon a lot of people if the heat comes down, certainly for the Rabin assassination, but also for Sharon and also for Weizmann. Have we got trouble with our line?
temporarily seems to be all right now. Go ahead.
Okay. Now, what I'm saying with Paris, who cares? Who cares if it is ceremonial? You've got yourself a monster as president of Israel. He can go to any state that's the Israeli president, and he'll be lionized. And again, I can't say this enough. Okay, I'll give you an example. The last time he ran for president, I wrote a piece called Paris Must Never Be President. And it had a huge effect, and I'll tell you how I know this. I know this because I was in a place called Kiryat Sefer, not far from Modi'in where I lived, a Haredi town. And I was actually changing money in the local butcher shop who runs a money changer. Nonetheless, in comes a Knesset aide, a parliamentary aide, and says to me, in Hebrew, he says, "Hey, Belaganata Karamta, what chaos you've caused. Paris was not prime minister because of that piece you wrote." It's, by the way, that piece is found in my book, Save Israel, as a matter of fact. And folks, I really think it's time you look to the books, because it's all coming true. It's always all been coming true, but this is a very, very bad week. It's at lulu.com, L-U-L-U.com. There's a little space that says search, write in Shamish, my name, C-H-A-M-I-S-H, and look at Save Israel. The fact remains that there was a time I had this kind of influence. Now, what happened in the last few days is I've been getting these dreadful articles all saying, well, the title of my article, Paris Must Never Become President of Israel. And one was written by one Carolyn Glick of the Jerusalem Post, another by an academic named Dr. Paul Eidelberg, and both articles were absolutely pathetic. They were so, well, let's put it this way, there were no murders, there was no mafia, there was nothing, just a bunch of crappy old politics. And if I had read that, I would have voted for Paris. I mean, why not? So what? They write that he was the father of Oslo, which is wrong. They don't even delve into the depths of this. Paris was left out of Oslo. When he found out about Oslo, he brought in the Vatican. And this is just not understood by anyone left in Israel. It's the only thing keeping me back from that country is that there's no one there who can handle the information. There's no one there who even has a perspective about who this guy is. They write he's the father of Oslo. They write that he screwed up the Lebanon War. They write that he is not... Whoops, I hear the music.
We'll be back in just a moment with Barry Shamish.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.
Messianic praise and worship leader, Israeli recording artist, and longtime friend Jonathan Satel will be in concert Saturday, June the 30th at 10:30 a.m. at the Beth Messiah Congregation, 8333 Acoma Way in Denver. This is a Shabbat concert you won't want to miss. That's June the 30th, 10:30 a.m., Beth Messiah Congregation. For more information, call 1-800-205-6245.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
It's time for the annual 4th of July picnic at Parrish Park in Johnstown. Join Eric Cederstrom, Joe Jaquin, Michael Corbin, Danette Golden, Randy Yarborough, Don and Sharon Wiedemann, and all of your other favorite talk show personalities and advertisers for an old-fashioned 4th of July. Avi Lipkin will be the guest speaker, and there will be music, talk, and much more. Daddy's Dogs will be cooking up the best dogs and burgers in town. $5 per person gets you a great lunch. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more information.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Barry Shamish, and Barry's commenting on the election of Peres to be the president of Israel. And so you pick up the story there, Barry.
Well, the story is long, but let's just talk about the election and the writing against Peres. It's so flat, and, you know, the only writer the left, the right quote a lot is Carolyn Glick, and she's really a terrible writer, and people don't understand why. And the reason why is she doesn't know what's going on. And what she's describing is the downfall of Israel, that's for sure, but she doesn't know where it's coming from. She doesn't know that Peres tried to give away Jerusalem in May of 1993 to the Vatican, promised the Vatican East Jerusalem, where it would become a duty-free shop all the way to the airport. All of this is actual recorded history. There's nothing offbeat, conspiratorial. It was in major newspapers, Haaretz being one of them, and that's in, sort of the New York Times of Israel. But nonetheless, she cannot understand what is going wrong with Israel. All she does is describe that it is going wrong. And there's no one there who can do it. There's no one there. What you have here in America are a few people who have sort of caught on to me. In Israel, I sold a lot more books, and I was certainly a public figure in Israel. Wherever I went, crowds would gather. It'd be that crazy. But the fact remains the same. What's left in Israel cannot defend itself. The Jewish state, as such, is going down. Now, I'm gonna give one example which I would have written. I really actually would have if I'd stayed in Israel. I'd probably write this piece and would probably fail. But nonetheless, the Sephardic rabbi of Israel was Shlomo Amar. He was Moroccan. Now, the reason I mention this is Peres is now president because the Shas party, 12 members of the Knesset, gave him the seats to become president. They are the Moroccan Party of Israel. It was, we spoke 4 days ago, the night before Shas, and it's Iraqi, by the way. And there is a difference, and I'll try and talk about it. It's very subtle to anyone who doesn't know Israel, but it's not so subtle in Israel. The Moroccans were brought to Israel en masse. Shimon Peres was the chairman of the Israeli Atomic Energy Commission. He wanted to build a bomb. He went to the United States, and they said, sure, you build a bomb. We need guinea pigs. We don't know what radiation does. 4,500 Yemenite children were kidnapped. Most were shipped to the United States. They were involved in horrible radiation treatments. And then the awful story of the ringworm children, 108,000 Sephardi children, the majority being Moroccan, were subjected to Nazi tests. There's no other word for it. They were given massive doses of X-rays supplied by the U.S. Army. Peres was the director of the Atomic Energy Commission. No one else could have guided this horrible treatment against the Moroccans. Now, I'm going to push forward to about 2 years ago. The Moroccan rabbi, Shlomo Amar, was the Sephardic rabbi of Israel. Now, the story is weird, so just accept it. And just accept that every Israeli knows the story. Shlomo Amar had a daughter. She was going out with someone. One day, their estranged son, Meir, who they had not seen in 15 years, kidnapped the boyfriend with two Arabs, who, by the way, Haaretz magazine revealed shortly afterwards, they were Shabbat collaborators. They take him to an Arab town, take him to an Arab town, and beat him all night long. I guess there was a reason for that, because in the morning, they took him to the home of Shlomo Amar, chief Sephardic rabbi of Israel, where the beating continues for two more hours beside his bedroom. Now, that is why Shlomo Amar had to leave office. Shlomo Amar was opposed to the disengagement, said so publicly, and they forced him out. They said that you were a witness to the beating of this helpless boyfriend. He wasn't, but the key of the matter, this was in the Ediot Achronot. And my friend Hani Luz, who is a media reporter from Makor Rishon, another newspaper, owned by the CFR's Ronald Lauder now, so it's useless. She gives me an email and says, look what I got out of the Ediot Achronot Ynet News. Paris visited the Amar home 2 days later with the estranged son, Meir Amar, and Meir Amar put a knife under his sister's throat, and he said, if I turn this knife, you'd be dead in a second. Perez watched this with a smile on his face. The man is a mafia hood. He got rid of the Moroccan rabbi who disapproved of the disengagement from Oslo. It was on Ynet News. It was in the Ediot Achronot. It's a good enough source. Why did the Moroccans back Perez? Now, look, to describe the Shas Party, I'm going to try. The Shas Party was first elected in 1984 with three members of the Knesset. That's it. That was the election that Peres was going to win because the forces, whoever they may be, this is not the time to go into them, made a mess of Menachem Begin. Inflation went to 500%. They used his finance minister, Yoram Eridor, who became UN ambassador. They used the Bank of Israel head, Michal Bruno, who retired to Switzerland in a World Bank position. They shot the inflation through the roof. The public were going to defeat Begin, supposedly. They ruined his war. Sharon with Sabra and Shatila, which he knew exactly what he was doing, ruined Begin. But it was not a victory for Peres. It was a tie. And he had to divide 2 years, him, 2 years Shamir. Now, what happened? The Moroccans voted Shamir. They would never forgive the ringworm children. They would never forgive the treatment they suffered by these. Now, I'm going to say the word Sabbatean or Frankish Jews. For that, you have to get my book. And, by the way, I'm coming to Denver on July 14th. I will bring plenty of copies of Shabbat Tzvi, Labor Zionism, and the Holocaust, and I hope people show up for this speech, because this speech is probably, well, the end of Israel's speech. Nonetheless, we go back. Peres says, I can never get the Moroccans to vote for me, but he looks at the party. He sees there is a Moroccan party, the Shas party, and he notes that the rabbi, Rabbi Yosef Ovadia, who is an, well, what can you say, incredibly corrupt thief of the worst kind. Well, he's got a secretary, 23-year-old Ari Derry. Peres says to his cohort, Yossi Balin and Moshe Shachal, I want you to corrupt him. Just corrupt him. Now, in the case of Shachal, he offered him free tuition to university and offered him a law degree if he would only pursue it. Good idea, except the guy's never read a book in his life. And then it was Chaim Ramon, who, by the way, is now no longer in politics because he actually French-kissed an 18-year-old soldier. and he was thrown out of politics for good, I guess it was a month ago. Heimerman gave him $50,000 to be a mediator for the sale of Bank Carmel. Age 24, Perez appoints him. It's his government still. Perez appoints him the head of the Interior Ministry Office. No one at age 24 has ever got that position. No one at age 34 has got that position. A year later, Shamir is in power. But Perez has got his influence. Ari Derry, age 25, is now the first and youngest Moroccan Minister of the Interior. Now, this is seems good, except in the year 1990, the same thing happened. In the 1988 elections, there was a tie. Perez split the government with Shamir. He did not want Shamir to become prime minister in 1990, so he called in all his pat card, his pat hand, his high cards. He said to Shas, he said, now remember, by the way, Perez was finance minister, and Yossi Beilin was his deputy, and I know the whole story because I got it from two deputy mayors of Jerusalem, Arnonia Cotrielli and Shmuel Meir, both dead now, Shmuel Meir assassinated. Nonetheless, they said to the Shas party, if you do not support us, we are going to reveal who Derry is. Derry has been stealing now, non-stop for the Shas party for 6 years. Non-stop theft. Now, what is going on is that James Baker flies to Egypt. He signs something, it's known as the Baker Deal. Okay? The Baker Deal is 5 points, and one of the points puts Jerusalem up for negotiations. And I'll remind you why Perez wanted that, but that's neither here nor there. Everyone knew that Shamir could not support any program where Jerusalem was going to be separated from the Jews. So Perez calls a no-confidence vote in the Knesset. Shamir didn't support Baker, and his slogan is, say yes to Baker. Now, everyone expects him to lose, except he's got a big secret. He's blackmailed the Shas party. Ari Derry, he was now leader of Shas. Remember, he's Minister of the Interior, leads his party out of the government. They don't support Shamir, and that's it. Perez breaks the government. It falls. Now, 88 days later, he could not get a majority, and he failed to become prime minister. And then something called the Derry scandal erupted in Israel. Now, again, we're talking America. Everyone in Israel knows the Derry scandal. It is a massive scandal. The guy served a year and a half in prison, mostly unfairly. He was definitely corrupt. He was definitely a crook. But who made him corrupt and who made him a crook? And then all these Shas members of the Knesset start falling. They start going to prison. Perez did not become prime minister in 1990, and he took his revenge out on Shas. Now we switch to this year. Well, what do you know? The Shas party are supporting Perez as president. Perez hates the Moroccans. The Moroccan party, with 12 seats in the Knesset, Perez got 58 seats before everyone dropped out. He would have only had 46 if Shas had lived up to dignity, to integrity. But the man who sent their children, and by the way, some of those children are sitting in the Shas party in the Knesset. The very man who in Beit Shemesh during the 1984 campaign in a city called, well, Beit Shemesh, said to the audience who were heckling him, "You're a bunch of drunks. Go back to Morocco." That's in my book, my new book, Bye Bye Gaza. I'm going to remind you again, folks, you got to get this book. And me, I've got to get it published because, Lulu, people don't have computers. You go to lulu.com and you spell my name, C-H-A-M-I-S-H, and get Bye Bye Gaza. You'll find the real story of why there are no more Jews in the Gaza Strip anymore. And what I'm telling you is part of the story. The story about Shlomo Amar, the chief rabbi of Israel, the Moroccan, who was viciously opposed to disengagement, and whose son, who he had not seen in 15 years, kidnapped his sister's boyfriend, beat her up, then in an Arab town, no less, then takes her to Jerusalem, where he beats her up outside the rabbi's bedroom. That is Paris. And I'm going to repeat myself because this is too important. Oh,
we'll be back in just a minute, Barry. Hold that thought.
Okay.
If you have considered advertising with us here at KHNC, you want to support the station and promote your business, but you've been waiting for a really good discounted rate to get started. Well, here it is, and it's only available for new advertisers through June 26th. Get an advertising package valued at over $4,000 for only $200 a month. Sign up now. Get a six-month advertising blitz. Promote your business. For qualifying details, contact me here at 1-800-205-6245.
I'm speaking with Angela Smith with Destiny Lending. Manufactured homes have been difficult to finance. Has that changed?
Yes. We have programs for up to 100% financing on single and double wide, with or without land. Rural homes also qualify. Stop paying outrageous interest rates just because you own a manufactured home.
So call Angela Smith with Destiny Lending, 970-988-3840. That's 970-988-3840.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
Well, I stand here at the American Freedom Network, and before we go on, Barry, I want you to get out your website and the site where people can get your books.
Oh, thank you. The website is called The Barry Chalmers Website. I found out if you just go to barrychalmers.net, it takes you there anyways, so I'll make it easier. Barry, you know, chamish.net, and that's my website, and your shows are on the main page. And by the way, I would recommend that people double-click and go to Stan Monteith and hear what I'm talking about. A lot of the subjects I'm talking about we've covered before. Now, as for Bye Bye Gaz and the rest of my books, go to lulu.com, lulu.com. I'm going to be in Denver at the Beit Messiah on July 14th. I'm going to bring some books. I got some shipped at me, and you'll be able to catch up high speed. But bye-bye, guys. You have to get a Lulu. Now, the story I'm telling, I'm going to finish again. Perez watched Meir Amar, the rabbi's son, come into their home in Jerusalem, put a knife to his sister's throat, and say, I can turn this and you'll be finished in a minute. The man is a mafia hood. He knocked off for being, I've proven that. And by the way, no one ever sued me for that. No one in Israel ever denied that my facts were right. And please keep that in mind. I've got an off, well, I've got one real fruitcake in Haifa, I won't give his name, who's just obsessed with bringing my material down, but it withstands all journalistic tests. I know how to gather evidence. He also killed Rechavam Ze'evi, the tourism minister, 4 hours before Ze'evi was going to go in front of the Knesset, pull his and two other parties out of the Knesset, bring down Sharon, and explain who Shimon Peres is. We did that in a recent show. And he, well, Sharon is not dead, but he may as well be dead. He drank tea with Shimon Peres at the Knesset and then had a stroke. This man is now president of Israel. We're talking raw evil. We're not talking about the new Jerusalem anymore. Israel is Sodom. And unless people understand that, and the people aren't. It's not the people, but the rulers are. Whoever elected them, whoever is crazy enough, has been so thoroughly threatened. Now, I'm going to bring up a point that I had a semi-interesting week with people calling me, asking for information. What can we do about Paris? Well, Carlette Avital was one of the two people running against him. He was Paris's mistress for many years. Well, she went on record. She told the Israeli media that the Peres faction had threatened her, deeply threatened her. Well, what else would a Peres do? I mean, really, this is what a Peres does. When he's running for something, he doesn't want to lose, and he deeply threatens his ex-mistress, Khalid Avital, who was the Israeli ambassador to America. Not so long ago, he made her that, by the way. He made her that. One of these days, you must ask me to talk about Orfa Chaza and the horrible Paris connection to her murder. But nonetheless, we have got a president who is a murderer. He is a nonstop murderer. Israel has gone to hell. Okay, it's just outright. You can call it a decorative position. Believe me, the president of Israel was once a highly regarded position. It's now, you may call it decorative, but all over the world, the president of Israel shows up, and he is treated with all the respect of any president. Israel is now simply gone to hell.
Well, what do you foresee as far? We hear lots of rumbles about the possibility of Israel going to war with Syria here in the next few months.
All right, now here's the big one. Olmert goes and tells the Israeli public that he has begun negotiations with Syria, and he will return the entire Golan Heights if Syria abandons Iran. Well, what a great condition! That's like Syria telling Israel, well, we'll give you complete peace forever, provided you abandon America. It's an impossible term. Now, I'm going to go backwards to tell you how foolish this is and why he used this as a political ploy to get out of some hot water. He's got enough hot water, we can only guess which one he hates worse. The year was 1990. I'm sorry, the year was 2000. The Rabin family woke up in a huge way. It began with the daughter, Dalia Pelosov Rabin, who goes on TV and says she wants her father's murder reinvestigated. There are too many questions. 9 o'clock news, her brother, Yuval Rabin, who has left Israel, lives in America, says if there is not a reinvestigation, there are going to be many more chamishes. He says, Chamishim Batid, many more chamishes in the future. I'm watching news, and I hear my name on the news for Rabin's son. That's how big the book was. That's the kind of effect that was going on for my book, by the way. Now, that was a pretty good night. The next day, at 5 o'clock on a show called Erev Chadash, New Evening, Leah Rabin tells the host, his name was Dan Margalit, he says, oh, my. Look, there was a Knesset member who, on the podium of the Knesset, banned my book. His name was Ophir Penis. That's his name, by the way. It's Ophir Penis, and he can live with that. And she says, Penis was wrong. People should read Chamish's book. I'm watching the TV, and I can't believe this Leah Rabin saying this on TV. She says, you've got to look at the facts. Read Chamish. In Hebrew, she said, it's a good thing to leap through this book. And then it was not 2 days later, after the Rabin family exploded the murder of their father and husband, that Ehud Barak decides to give up the Golan Heights. And all to shut up any investigation of the Rabin assassination. That's what he did. Do you know the energy that he cost the Israeli people? The committees, the rallies with 250,000 people, all this to cover up the Rabin assassination. Now, what's not understood in this country and what's much better understood in Israel is the Shabak, our FBI, have been devoting men that should have been stopping terrorism, that should have been helping the state, all to covering up the Rabin assassination. That was the turning point in Israel. Rabin Day. It's now 2 weeks. Every year there's Rabin, I would call it a celebration, but it's a commemoration. Everything to cover up the fact that Shimon Peres was behind, gave the order to murder Rabin. It was done through his buddy, Carmi Gilon, head of the Shabak, and Yoram Rubin, who not only pulled the trigger on Rabin, he was the one who brought Sharon into the Hadassah hospital after Peres gave him poison tea for his stroke. Peres runs a hit squad. He murders people.
We'll be back in just a minute here at the American Freedom Network.
To order your cassette copy of this program, call the American Freedom Network at 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Are you treating just your symptoms with dangerous medications and a multitude of supplements? If you answered yes, then you may be fighting the battle but losing the war. Nourish each cell in your body with BioSuperfood and win the war. 30 years of research, BioSuperfood offers more than 5,000 nutrients, proteins, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, EFAs, and powerful antioxidants to boost your immune system. With BioSuperfood, the war is won at the cellular level. Call today, toll-free, 877-288-9116.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Last segment with Barry Chambers this morning. Go ahead, Barry.
Look, there's a new Moroccan in Israel, and you have to understand how these Sabbatean Jews took the Moroccan people out of Morocco and brought them to Israel and abused them. Well, they were just guinea pigs. They were lab rats. And we've gone over the issue of the ringroom children. But you have to look at what they look like today in Israel and who Shas is. They took these kids and they cut their earlocks off. An Orthodox Jew wears earlocks all his life. This is something in the Bible. I don't know what, but they do. They cut off their earlocks and they force them into Ashkenazi schools. And this is not understood, again, by Americans, but every Israeli knows this. They gave them Ashkenazi rabbis. They treated their own rabbis like just so much dog poo on the ground. And I'm not kidding you. These learned men who ran their community, and a very big community of 800,000 Jews, were just thrown aside. And the young children were taught by Ashkenazi rabbis. Now, what happened is that the Moroccans grew up and they started wearing Ashkenazi Orthodox clothes. And that means Polish Orthodox. That means from the shtetls and the ghettos of Eastern Europe, these Moroccans were wearing suits, black suits if they were really Orthodox, blue if they were a little less Orthodox, and they all wore the black fedoras, they all had the same beard. They took the marvelous tradition of the East and they turned it into an atrocity. The Shas party is the party of the Moroccans, but they all dressed like Polish Jews. This, again, is what they did to the Moroccans in Israel. Now, they did not support Paris for any particular reason except that they were going to be hurt if they didn't. It's that simple. They've seen their leader, Aryeh Deri, thrown in jail. Deri was a bad man, and don't get me wrong, but he was corrupted. He was corrupted by the Sabbatean Jews. He was turned into a massive thief. And then the Shas party started stealing. Simple as that, started stealing because Paris and his cohorts turned them into thieves. The Moroccans didn't start off as thieves, but they ended up as every bit as corrupt as Paris and his Labor Party. And this, I repeat all over again, these were the same people who were subjected to the ringworm radiations. These are the people who put Paris in power. That's, if you ask me, that's fairly shocking stuff.
Well, what's the difference between the Sephardic Jewish beliefs and the Ashkenazi Jewish beliefs? In other words, the Sephardic are North African, aren't they, predominantly?
Middle Eastern and North African.
Hey, pardon?
There's no essential difference. Now, I have a sister who married a Persian, and for many, many years, 30 years, I spent all my holidays, Rosh Hashanah and Pesach primarily, at their meals. And on Pesach, for instance, they'll serve rice. And the Ashkenazi prescribe rice. They think it's somehow connected to unleavened bread. And don't ask me how, but they're called keep nuts. These are the it's, you know what, the differences are really minor. My sister gets along perfectly well with her Sephardic husband. There is no major differences. Now, the key of the matter and why Sabbatean Jews pick on the North Africans primarily is not tradition. Primarily, it's the color of their skin. And this is just, look, I've done this before, and it's a long story, and we don't have the time. What the Sabbatean or Frankish Jews tried to create in Israel was a new Jew formed by with a stock of German Jews. That is why the Germans agreed in 1934 to ban every Jewish organization but Frankish Zionism. They let them send the Jews to Israel. We were going to have a New World Order state, really run by the ultimate New World Order party, the Sabbateans, based on Germanic Jewish blood. The rest of the Jews in Europe were going to be wiped out. And this is what Chaim Weizmann said in a speech in 1936 in Basel, Switzerland. It was the Zionist conference. There will be only 2 million survivors of the upcoming Holocaust, but they will make good farmers in Israel. He actually said that. He knew what he was doing with the Nazis. And unless the Jews wake up, Paris is the worst of a long line of very bad people called Frankish Jews.
Well, I think it's a fascinating story, and I think people need to understand that the people of Israel are being betrayed today by their leaders. Would you agree with that?
Oh, it's going to be another Holocaust. Look, what can happen now to Israel with all the missiles aimed at them? Everyone tells me that. I just spoke to your producer, and he said not to worry. At least the Palestinians are fighting amongst each other. Well, who caused that? I mean, really, it's American arms that land in the hands of Hamas, American arms that go to the PLO. The PLO are ordered to fight Hamas in Gaza Strip. Who caused the fighting? Look, I'm not defending Arabs. They're very backwards, and that's no kidding around. Their society's awful. Their treatment of women and children is brutal, just brutal. I'm not defending them for that, but I am saying the same thing. The fighting going on in Gaza right now was fomented by Israel and America.
Hey, we're out of time. God bless, Barry. We'll talk to you later. Thanks so much.
Good show. See you later. Bye.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional, individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you are looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, call 970-223-7425. That's 970-223-7425. To learn more about Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
CNC Coins in Longmont, we buy and sell rare and collectible coins, gold, silver, and palladium bullion. We stock coin supplies and White's metal detectors. CNC Coin also has quality new and used firearms and shooting supplies for defense, cowboy shooting, and hunting. Special orders and transfers are always welcome. For fair prices on coins, bullion, metal detectors, and firearms, check out CNC Coins at 381 Main in Longmont, 303-774-9661. CNC Coins, Longmont.
Here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoy our conversation with Barry. You'll get an entirely different slant on what's going on from his perspective, because he's been evaluating this for a long period of time. And of course, it is my contention there are forces of organized evil in the world today. They are in every branch of Christendom, within the Jewish religion, within the Muslim religion, and we are being manipulated towards a great war with the Muslim world. The plan is to have the Jews and the Christians go to war with the Muslims, and they'll all be destroyed, or figuratively. Now, where does that concept come from? It comes from the very pit of hell. It was an idea that was channeled to Alice Bailey by a demonic spirit named Joakul. And Alice Bailey, one of the most significant women of the first half of the last century, was a channeler for a demonic spirit. She was demonically possessed. And you'll find what I'm saying in my February newsletter. If you just go to my website, RadioLiberty.com, February 07 newsletter, page 6. Get it, read it, understand what lies ahead. And then begin preparing fiscally and financially, but mainly spiritually, because we may lose all of our material possessions in the time that lies ahead. And the only thing that will see us through this is our personal relationship with our Lord. Well, to really understand how this all fits together, let me suggest my talks on the Brotherhood of Darkness, and you get that DVD or VHS, and you can get the book as well. The Forbidden Secret, and it comes either in VHS, DVD, and there's a syllabus with that. You need to get it. The talk we gave last Saturday, if you weren't there or didn't get the syllabus and the talk we call Iraq, the Untold Story, but it's really the story of all of the contrived wars of the last century. Every one of them was contrived. What was Vietnam all about? Why they staged the Gulf of Tonkin incident? It didn't occur. They killed 58,000 American boys, but 1 million South Vietnamese and 2 million North Vietnamese in a war that never had to take place, because all during the war we were financing the Russians, who were financing the North Vietnamese, who were financing the Viet Cong, who were killing our boys in the rice paddies and the villages of South Vietnam. And that is my March 2007 newsletter, which is posted on my website at RadioLiberty.com. You need to get this information. You need to understand it's all a game. The only tragedy is when you get done, everybody doesn't go home. 58,000 American boys died for nothing, as our boys are dying for nothing in the Middle East today, because it's all a staged war. In Afghanistan today, our boys are fighting the Taliban, who are funded by the ISI, the Pakistani Intelligence, which is funded by the Pakistani Army, which is funded by the Pakistani government, which is funded with your tax dollars. It's Vietnam all over again. We can't tell the American people, we can't tell the mothers and fathers that they're being sons are dying, they're being betrayed by these same satanic forces we talk about. Our number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Pray that I'm wrong, that we do not have World War III imminent, but I fear I'm not. Well, until tomorrow at the same time. May the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
It's time for the annual 4th of July picnic at Parrish Park in Johnstown. Join Eric Cederstrom, Joe Jaquin, Michael Corbin, Danette Golden, Randy Yarborough, Don and Sharon Wiedemann, and all of your other favorite talk show personalities and advertisers for an old-fashioned 4th of July. Avi Lipkin will be the guest speaker, and there will be music, talk, and much more. Daddy's Dogs will be cooking up the best dogs and burgers in town. $5 per person gets you a great lunch. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more information.
You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
Union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.